Yeah, I know. I know you're closing. You don't by any chance remember me? I was in here earlier. Yeah. You remembered my order. Nice. Yeah, I. No, I didn't forget. Okay. Remember when I was here and I didn't have my bank card and all I had was the cash to pay for it? I didn't have enough for a tip. Yeah, well, you did such a great job on my order. I wanted to come back and give you a tip. I know it's not necessary, but I felt it was warranted. If you won't let me give you a proper tip, are you the only one here? Yeah? And you're ready to lock the door? Okay. Well, see, I kind of made this pact with myself that I was gonna be more adventurous and put myself out there more. And well, you're really cute, and I think I have a better way to tip you. Yeah. Do you mind if I lock the door? Okay. Condoms? You don't need a condom for what I'm thinking. No. I come in here a lot, and you're always super friendly, and if I had more courage, I would have asked for your number or something earlier, but I'm not that brave. But right now, I want to follow through with this pact that I made for myself because I kind of woke up one day and just decided that my life is boring and I never take risks and I never do anything that's worth doing, and I'm rambling. I'm sorry. Let me make this easy. Can I tip you by giving you a blowjob? That's the expected response, the look of pure shock on your face. It's okay if you don't want me to. Really? Well, why didn't you? You could have put your number on my cup. I would have. So we're both relatively shy. Good. Well, this is quite the introduction. Yeah. Well, we don't have to trade names. You know mine from putting it on my coffee cup, and I know yours because it's literally on your shirt right now. So, what do you say we do this and then maybe go for a walk and yeah. I know I don't have to, but I really want to, especially now knowing how nice you are. Okay, let me do this. I can't believe I'm gonna do this in the middle of a coffee shop. Okay. No, you don't have to be. I'll take care of that. You sure? I'll wake you up. No, it's good. Is that okay? Why did I come back? Well, I told you. I felt really horrible that I only had enough for my coffee and not for a tip. I always tip, like every day. And I didn't have my bank card, so I couldn't. And my order's a little bit complicated, and you always get it right, so. There we go. Nice and hard. You've worked here for a while, right? You ever had anything like this? No. Are there cameras? Okay. Management, huh? So you can erase the cameras. Okay. So you've never done this, but others have? Really? It's like a thing? There's like a regular... Oh, wow. Okay. Good for that guy. No, I was just thinking I should forget my bank card more often, but that might not work out for me otherwise, you know? Is that okay? Feel good? Yeah. Yeah, I work a couple blocks over. It's on my way, this place, every day. It was kind of a magical moment when I discovered it, because you have the best coffee in town. The big chains are overrated. What? No. No, don't come yet. No. I want to make this last. I'm enjoying it. Aren't you? See, I've always had this fantasy of being, well, bossy. Will you let me be bossy? You won't regret it, I promise. No, you're not allowed. Not yet. Your cock is so nice. You know, I'm going to look back at this tomorrow and be absolutely mortified at the things that are coming out of my mouth, but I really don't care. No, you can't. I said no. Take some deep breaths. I'll let you come, I promise. You know, as much as I'm, well, kind of shy and not really outgoing, this is really, really good. Well, when I made the pact with myself, I didn't think I would actually do it. I mean, I go to work every day. I get the same coffee order. I go home. I feed my dog. Take him for a walk. Read a book. Play some games. Have dinner, go to bed. It's not really rocket science. My life is boring. So, when I couldn't tip you today, I had this, I don't know, fantasy come into my head that I could do something else and I really did intend to come back with like an actual tip, but this idea was just too good. And you know, if you had said no and been like mortified, I would never come back to this coffee shop again. So I'm kind of glad this worked out, because not only would I have completely embarrassed myself, but I would have lost my favorite coffee shop. So winners all around. Trying to be mean. I just know it'll be really good when I do finally let you come. You're really sweet, you know, that you're not even like attempting to push my head down when I stop. Why do I get the feeling you're just as shy as I am? Deep down. I mean, customer service is one thing. You can fake it for a little while, but deep down, it takes a lot to get to know you, doesn't it? Same. All jokes aside, all fantasies aside, I think I'd really like the chance to do that. Yeah? Well, I'm glad we're on the same page. Maybe I'll let you come now. I was going to do that anyway. No, I'll swallow it. Is there anything I need to know? Cool. I'm not stopping. Good. Best tip ever. Well, I agree. This is the best tip ever. I know that was corny, but haha. Oh, thank you for helping me up. Let's tuck you back in your pants. Well, this is awkward. It's not. I just don't want you to think I'm running around giving blowjobs in coffee shops, because that. Yeah. Yeah, no, I can wait. I'll just sit over there, and when you're done, we can, I don't know, talk or something. Yeah. Well, I'm suddenly really, really glad I made that pact with myself, too.